Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Playing the Perfect Boyfriend by Julie Partica. Narrated by Avery Reed. Chapter 1. You'll never guess who is back in town. Jade held her breath and calmly rested her fork on the edge of the salad plate. When her best friend threw out a line like that, odds were Jade wouldn't want to know the answer. Then you better just tell me, because you know how I hate guessing games. No, you don't, Vicky laughed. Yes, I do, and I'd rather not play this time. Vicky was toying with her. Whatever the announcement, it was guaranteed to suck. She cast a glance around the restaurant, searching for their waiter. There, the blonde with the hipster glasses and man bun. Just spell already. Isaac Alfredson. The instant her heart started beating again, Jade waved down the waiter. I need a vodka tonic. Hold the tonic. Vicky shook her head. It's noon. Yeah, but it's 9 at night in Sweden, and it's damn well 5 o'clock somewhere. I thought you'd be happy about this. Didn't you always call him the one that got away? She didn't even let the waiter set the drink down. She took it right from his hands and tossed it back. One stiff drink wasn't going to be enough to deal with this announcement. I've called him a lot of things over the last 2 years. Vicky scooped up a bite of her salad. Well, maybe you could call him up and see if he's interested in a rematch. The first match had ended so swimmingly.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
He buried his face in her neck, hands roving all over her body as he kissed her. That's the sex talking.
Then I like what it has to say.
It had only been 3 months, longer than she'd stayed with a man in forever. But it was still only 3 months.
I'm sure you'll get tired of hearing the same tune sooner or later.
I don't think I will. In fact, I'm so sure I don't want to leave you behind.
He propped himself up on an elbow, staring down at her like some golden Norse god.
Come back to Sweden with me.
Jade's heart stopped. He wasn't talking international fling. She could see in his eyes that he wanted more, that this was the first step toward a forever she wasn't the least bit prepared for, one she didn't really believe in. A dull ache filled her heart as she clutched the sheet and sat up. She had to stop this now, or she'd only hurt him more in the long run.
No, and if that's what you really want, maybe you should just go.
The ache came back to haunt her now as she wondered if she'd made the right choice. Sure, she was happy. She had the life she'd always wanted. But what if she had let him get away when she should have chased after him instead? All her friends were settling down. It wouldn't be long until she was the one people talked about while wearing expressions that said things like, she had so much potential, and if only she'd bothered to find a man when she was younger. As much as she didn't like the idea of trusting her heart to someone, Isaac would have provided stability. He was safe. She shook off the thought. It didn't matter anymore. He wanted someone equally stable, and she wasn't that. Not mentally, and not with regard to relationships.
He's probably found himself a baby mama and is settling down to raise his 2.5 right now.
Nope. Vicky grinned like she'd known the conversation would take this turn.
I have it on good authority that he's single, and a little bird might have told him you're on the lookout for Mr. Forever.
Which meant Vicky herself had told him. No one else would have done that.
Why?
Because you keep talking about your age like you have an expiration date. You've said more than once how you want the kind of love in your life that I have with Dante, the kind Evan has with Stasia. I figured it meant you intended to close your revolving door of lovers permanently.
and Isaac was the only guy who ever came close to being more than a fling. Why wouldn't you want to give him another chance? Fucking Hollywood and its 6 degrees of separation madness. If Jade had thought for an instant that Vicky would interpret her mindless chatter about age and falling in love to mean, find me a husband, she would have taken up a vow of silence instead. After what divorce had done to her mother, the dark places it had driven her. Jade pressed her lips together, trying not to think about that. But then her mind turned to the weeks she'd spent beating herself up after Isaac had left. She'd questioned the decision over and over. Going through that turmoil again was not on her to-do list either. But if part of her hadn't regretted her choice, would she have even questioned it? Would she be questioning it now? She tried to force the entire concept from her mind, and Vicky's. Look, he wants a wife and babies. Even if I'd like to eventually find something more meaningful, more stable, I'm not that girl. What's wrong with babies? Maybe if she hadn't been stressed about the Isaac effect, Jade would have noticed the way Vicky's tone shifted. But she was, so she didn't. Instead, she focused on the distinct lack of any reaction in her lady bits. Her boobs didn't ache at the thought of nursing. She didn't get the whole womb cramping some women mentioned. There was absolutely zero bodily response to the idea of having kids. They're loud, they shit and puke everywhere, and they tie you down. I prefer my clothes clean, and I like my freedom. And that was the deciding factor right there. She didn't want to be tied down unless it was with leather restraints. Regardless of what Vicky had told Isaac, she hadn't changed, which meant seeing him would only complicate the perfect life she'd built. If I stick to the studio, I shouldn't run into him. Odds are he won't be in town long. I guess that means I shouldn't sign you up for babysitting duty then? He's probably just here to read for a role. The man... Jade blinked, and then she blinked again, slower. Baby what? Are you? Her gaze shifted to the way Vicky's hand rested on her abdomen, remembering the snarky comment about the shot of vodka. Normally, her friend would have joined her, but not today. You are! Giving a tight smile, Vicky nodded. 10 weeks. We heard the baby's heartbeat yesterday. Other than Dante and Mom, you're the first person I've told. And she'd been a bitch. Damn it. Jade stood, rounded the table, and hugged her friend. I'm sorry. I am truly happy for you. I know you always wanted kids. Vicky returned the embrace and said quietly, You might too, if you gave the right guy a chance to stick around. Jade pressed her lips together, keeping her instinctive retort inside. Logically, she knew Vicky might have a point, but she'd never thought that was in the cards for her. Until she told Isaac to leave. But with her best friend having a kid, that was one more thing the two of them wouldn't have in common soon. Married with children didn't pair so well with Jade's swinging single life. But she didn't do commitments. Because of her parents, she knew all too well how relationships could sour, especially given any length of time. She'd lived through the trauma of their split and everything that followed. She had no intention of doing it again, especially not from the other side. More, she didn't want to pass on that sort of thing to another generation. Vicky was waiting for some response to the kid comment, but Jade couldn't have this conversation right now. More than anything, she wanted to be happy for Vicky and Dante and celebrate the impending birth, but the baby wouldn't be the focus of this lunch, not with the ghost of Isaac lingering. Not with her mind batting his name back and forth with a should I, shouldn't I, every second. She needed to ponder what to do with that news before she'd be able to give Vicky's pregnancy the attention it deserved. Jade's phone vibrated, nearly skittering off the table. Rescue. She grabbed it,
mock groaning at the text from her assistant while secretly thanking the technology gods. She could get out of here and think on the drive.
Shit, I have to go. Guy showed up early for his shoot, and apparently he's causing a bit of a stir.
She made a point of putting her phone face up on the table in case Vicky had any inclination to think she was lying. Granted, this was her get-out-of-convo-free card, but it was also the truth. Jade waved down the waiter and handed off her credit card.
Mom's coming to town this weekend, so I'm not sure I'll be able to get away for lunch next week.
Vicky wasn't exactly pouting, but she was clearly less than happy about Jade ditching before their meal was even over.
We'll do something after she leaves. Promise.
The waiter returned with Jade's credit card slip, and she signed it with a flourish. Hugging Vicky once more, she added,
And I am happy for you. I hereby volunteer as your official baby photographer.
Vicky smiled at last, returning the hug.
Thanks. Good luck with your drama at the studio, and at least think about giving Isaac a call.
Like she'd be able to think of anything else for the foreseeable future. Dean didn't know how these things always happened. Was his manager leaking his schedule somehow? Because that shit needed to stop. He couldn't live like this. 20 teen and college-aged girls had surrounded him the instant he stepped out of his taxi. Their noise drew a bigger crowd until he was plastered against the building, trying desperately to edge toward the door while signing autographs.
I heard you'd get totally naked for the new show. Please tell me it's true.
The chick couldn't have been more than 16, probably younger. Dean smiled as he edged away from her.
Be engaging with the fans. Encourage them to check out the show at every opportunity. This opportunity, however, was completely repugnant to him. She was a kid, damn it. Still, he forced a smile onto his face as he said, It's network television, so there are restrictions on what they show. Beyond that, you'll have to tune in every week to see.
Nauseated over encouraging that train of thought, he shifted closer to the door, signing papers all the way.
10 yards. 9. 8.
Can you pose for a pic with me?
This one might have been out of high school, but he couldn't be sure.
Never pass up an opportunity to endear yourself to the fans. Of course.
She crowded next to him against the brick wall, held her phone out, and snapped a selfie.
Thanks.
Before Dean could move on, she kissed him, full on the mouth. He kept his lips tightly closed, but the girl's tongue was all over them, searching for a way in, as more phones clicked pictures. As gently as possible, he pushed her away.
7 yards. 6.
3 more selfies. No kissing, but one of the girls had no problem with smoothing her hands over his ass.
Pretend to appreciate the attention.
Pretend for a role. Pretend for the cameras. Pretend for the fans. Pretend 24/7. It was ridiculous. He'd give almost anything to let his filters down and just be his damn self for once.
5 more yards.
Then, from the crowd, someone grabbed at him, the hand coming inches from his crotch.
If a fan gets out of line, ignore it as much as possible. Events have security to deal with these things.
But there was no security here, and as he shifted another step closer to the door, the crowd pressed in tighter, and a hand cupped his groin, rubbing at him through his jeans.
That was it. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Suddenly, a horn blared. The girls screamed and scattered like birds upon sight of a pouncing cat. A black BMW Z4 barreled into the space between the buildings, the tires coming inches from rolling over Dean's toes. A curvaceous woman wearing dark sunglasses and a crimson scarf over her head climbed out, activated her alarm, and opened the door to the photographer's studio.
After you, hot stuff.
Knowing better than to wait for the girls to come back, he ducked inside.
Thank you, Miss...
Jade Easler. I'm your photographer, and you and your entourage were really early.
She whipped the scarf off her auburn hair, and he sucked in a breath. Dear God, she was gorgeous. This was his photographer? He did his best to look at her face instead of the way her waist nipped in, then flared to the most womanly hips he'd seen since coming to California. The girls outside had nothing on her. I'm sorry. I hate being late. It's a thing that got drilled into me in college. To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. To be late is to be left behind.
Looking at him over the edge of her shades, she said, Are you old enough to have gone to college? Irritation bristled, but it was minimal. It might not have been a big deal school, but with scholarships and part-time jobs, he'd worked his way through. Anyone who thought he'd just stepped off the plane and gotten his first role could suck it. He'd busted ass to learn how to act, and then he'd busted it again until he got his agent's attention. Hell, he'd spent his life busting ass just to keep from becoming a damn statistic. Between her dismissal and the crap outside, he was done. He snapped at her.
Yeah, graduated and everything.
Huh. She shrugged and led the way up the stairs. Her reaction was odd, as if his answer didn't really matter. What did matter was his mask had slipped. It might have only been a tiny bit, and with the photographer rather than a fan, but it was still a mistake. He was the public face of Providence Academy, their rising star. At this stage of the game, he was supposed to play nice no matter what, endear himself to everyone. If he wasn't careful, word would get back that he couldn't keep up his public persona, and then, well, he wasn't exactly established yet. Hordes of fangirls notwithstanding, there was always another handsome face more than willing to take Dean's place. Maybe someday the powers that be would declare they wanted more of a bad boy vibe from Dean, but for now, he was supposed to be the golden boy, practically perfect in every fucking way. As for showing his real personality, he was pretty sure prickly former foster kid would never hit the to-do list. He had to admit, though, it wasn't just that some random woman scoffed at him like a child. It was the fact that this woman looked like she'd stepped out of his teen wet dreams. She had an extreme hourglass figure, her curves much more dangerous than any available in size 4. Walking up the stairs behind her, there was no pretending he wasn't checking her out. The way she moved, she was temptation personified. A woman like that, he'd do a lot to get the attention of someone like Jade Easler. Hips swayed right in front of his eyes, and he thought about bending her over and... Dean shook off the thought forcefully. He needed a damn distraction, or he'd be doing the shoot with a fucking hard-on. What had they been talking about again? He cleared his throat.
What about you? College?
At the top of the stairs, she turned and frowned at him. I don't really do small talk. Get in the studio and take off your clothes. Considering the order and that he was eye level with her boobs, any hope of a distraction from sexual thoughts was gone in an instant. But so was his ability to keep his mouth in check.
I don't think so. I'm not shooting for Playgirl.
Damn it. Strike 2 for keeping up the super polite and agreeable routine. Nope. But your team said sexy, and the least sexy things in the world are imprint marks from your clothes. 30 minutes naked, minimum. When he didn't move, she leaned down, providing him with a clear view of her ample cleavage. He wanted to bury his face in it. If you're that worried about me seeing you naked, there's a changing screen already set up. But trust me when I say you don't have anything I haven't seen before. Who the hell was this woman? And did he want to find out badly enough to risk his budding career? She was sexy as hell. That's what she was, and she didn't seem to need Mr. Nice Guy, which was an equally huge turn-on. His gaze shifted from her boobs to her twinkling green eyes. Yeah. Definitely worth the risk. Which meant he was playing her game her way. He started unbuttoning his shirt as he brushed past her. I'm not worried.
Good. Then you can stop checking out my boobs anytime.
Her noticing his admiration shouldn't have been a good thing, but damned if his dick didn't get harder at her words. And it had the added effect of making him think about her curves even more. Whether it was wise or not, he very much wanted Jade Easler to see him naked, and not so she could take his picture. This was exactly what Jade needed to bring her to her senses. A hot young thing stripping to skin in her studio. It was the perfect distraction from any thoughts about settling down. And Dean Hartley was smoking in ways she would swear guys in their early 20s had definitely not been when she was that age. His bone structure was exquisite with his chiseled jaw and high cheekbones. And those eyes... Outside, she'd been sure they were gray. Once they were inside, green. But in the glow from the studio lights, they were blue. The camera would love him. Hell, she'd already seen physical evidence that a significant chunk of the Teeny Bopper Collective adored him. Why would the camera be any different? Especially since she obviously wasn't immune to him either. Not if the way she was fanning herself was any indication. Get a grip, girlfriend. It's probably just the early stages of menopause or something. She blew out a breath, pushing that thought to the deepest, darkest recesses of her brain as she stepped into the office. Thankfully, she was too young for menopause, but biology was catching up with her, which had been the primary reason that by the time she'd turned into the alley next to her studio, she'd finally decided to meet up with Isaac again. Her assistant, Lila, stood.
Thank goodness you're here.
You pinged. I came, Jade said, tossing her purse behind the desk and trying not to think about the future.
About that.
Uh-oh.
I would have gone down to get Dean myself, but I was fielding calls with all my backup sitters.
You have to go. It wasn't even a question. Lila had started working for Jade shortly after her son turned one, and if the kid wasn't sick, it seemed like the babysitter was. At least Lila managed to look chagrined.
I'm sorry.
Babies. Again. Was all of this fate's way to remind her she didn't want kids? Or was it a way to work them into her life so one of her own didn't seem to matter so much? Jade wanted to scrub at her face, but she resisted the urge. It wouldn't do to walk into the chute looking like she'd just pulled her hair out of its twist. And kids were not the order of the day. Dean Hartley was.
It's fine. I only have the one appointment this afternoon. Next week, we're swamped, though, so I need you here. Even if you have to bring the baby with you.
He has a name.
Obviously. Unfortunately, Jade couldn't seem to remember it. Something to do with the Disney princes. Not Philip, not Adam. As long as Eric is still big on naps, he shouldn't be too much of a disruption.
He is. Totally loves naps. Lila said, bouncing from her seat.
You are the best boss ever.
She grabbed her bag and was out the door, probably not even hearing as Jade yelled,
Only because you're hourly.
Silence settled heavily once the door downstairs slammed. With it came thoughts of Mr. Young and smoking in the other room, naked. The things she could do if she got her hands on a body like that.
Get it together. He's a client, and about 10 years too young for you.
And didn't you just decide that maybe you should look into forever with someone safe? Not that she hadn't hooked up with clients in the past, but with Isaac in town, Jade wasn't sure she could trust that she would be hitting on Dean because she was interested in Dean or because she was trying to get the Swede out of her head. One thought of those ever-changing eyes, and she started leaning heavily toward the first option. Either way, though, she had work to do. Business before pleasure. She sat down behind the desk, using Lila's abandoned computer to run a search on Dean Hartley. His management team had sent paperwork upon booking the shoot, but she knew what they wanted and what would work with a client weren't always the same thing. Normally, she researched someone in the minutes before they arrived, but Dean showing up early meant doing it now, having already met him. That knowledge would bias her opinion. For starters, whether the team requested it or not, she kind of did want to shoot him naked. Then again, part of her wouldn't have minded doing other things to him naked. Focus. Shaking her head to momentarily banish the thought, she read his online bio. He was from Nowheresville. She blinked at the screen, thinking she'd read something else and her brain had substituted that word, but it hadn't. For whatever reason, Dean's official biography was full of a whole lot of nothing. Obviously, there were words there, but she'd done this long enough to recognize a fabrication. The bio didn't talk about family, other than to give first names for his parents, Bob and Sue. No siblings. Hartley was a common enough surname that running a search for more info would likely prove fruitless. His education listed Central High as his alma mater and only said he went to Oakland for undergrad. Did that mean a college or university with Oakland in the name, or one located in Oakland? Everything was answered, but it was all so vague it might as well not have been. Dean Hartley could have been from anywhere or indeed nowhere. An enigma wrapped in a mystery, wearing the face of an angel. Well, that tore it. She definitely wanted to fuck him. Chapter 2. She'd said 30 minutes, but it felt like he'd been waiting twice that long. One problem with growing up in the system was never getting much alone time. Having it now felt weird, especially since he thought she'd been flirting too and would come check on him or something. Maybe he had misread interest on her part, which made sitting out here alone even more uncomfortable than being naked. And the changing screen with its painting of Mount Fuji wasn't very good company. Hey, do you have some music or something you can put on? The noise might help distract him. Sure thing. A minute later, Genuine's pony started, and Dean regretted asking. Even if he hadn't seen the movie, he knew the Channing Tatum dance scene that went with the song. Imagining grinding against Jade and her curves had his hard-on surging back to life. Damn it, not this. Apparently, she agreed. With less warning than he'd had for the music starting, she switched to what was either an iTunes playlist or a very narrowly dedicated Pandora channel. It was on one Hailstorm track after another. Probably a good thing he liked the band. Jade knocked on the black wood of the dressing screen just as Nothing to Do with Love came on. You ready to get started? Still naked, he quipped, ready to walk out that way if necessary. The next thing he knew, a warm and fluffy towel landed in his lap. There's your first outfit. Put it on and meet me out here. And there'd be no hiding behind that while he debated her interest level. Oh well, it wasn't the first time he'd thrown himself at the fickle mercy of fate. College, Los Angeles, a hot photographer he could handle. He draped the towel around his waist and stepped from behind the screen. Where do you want me? She looked as if she was ready to answer him as she turned, but no sound came out of her open mouth. Instead, after hanging wide for a few seconds, it shut with a clack and she swallowed hard. He felt himself starting to smile at her reaction. Then, pointing toward a gray canvas backdrop, she said, That. Get your ass in front of the screen, because I want more of that expression you're wearing.
So you want my face to freeze like this?
Too late, you talked. We'll just have to get it back. She tapped her nails against the camera as he strode into the space indicated, stopping directly on the blue tape crossed on the floor.
X marks the spot?
He asked, thinking of the way her laptop crisscrossed over her breast. One of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?